Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Warren County Treasurer Julie Dougherty about the appointment system run by her office. Warren County Treasurer's office converted from walk-ins to appointment style. Tell us a little bit about the decision to go change up that style and how it's been working so far.
Well, there were three different things that came into play in making this decision. Probably the most important one had to do with security and safety and fire issues. I had complaints from the sheriff, E911, emergency management about the lines that we used to have in the hallways. They would ask me, what are you going to do about these lines? And the only thing I could ever say was, there's nothing I can do about the lines without an appointment system. The second issue really has to do with upcoming legislation. Beginning January 1st of 2022, counties will be required to process title transactions for contiguous counties. That means the contiguous counties are Polk, Marion, Madison, Clark, and Lucas counties. So that is going to increase the workload in the treasurer's office. At this point, we don't know what that's going to look like, but we are up for the challenge and we'll do whatever we need to do. The third issue we looked at has to do with the DOT. When they went to an appointment system in this past year, we knew that that would increase our lines in Warren County by a lot, and we are not staffed to do that. Also, driver's license typically takes some property tax money to offset that cost. The more we increase our lines at driver's license, the more we have to offset it with our property tax money. And I was willing to do some of that for our own constituents' convenience, but I'm not willing to continue to do more of that.
How has the appointment system worked out since you've implemented it? Talk about some of the changes that you've seen at the office. Talk about the flow of the appointments and how it affects your employees here.
When we first started our appointment system, you couldn't get an appointment in here for 6 weeks. And that was terrible for everybody. That went down to 3 weeks when we changed over to a new appointment system. And now we are down to about 6 days. If you take out weekends, 4 business days. So we have seen that decrease as we expected. And we hope that it will continue to decrease our wait time.
And how has it affected the employees? Are they talk about their workflow and not seeing some of those longer lines?
There is so much more that goes on behind the scenes in the treasurer's office that nobody sees from the hallway. Not only do we serve customers at the windows, but we receive roughly 500 pieces of mail a week. We see each of those pieces of mail as a customer waiting for us to process their transaction. We receive over 200 phone calls a day, many of which we can't answer because we are waiting on customers. However, we do return all of our phone calls before the end of the day. Unfortunately, sometimes people don't have their voicemail set up, or their voicemail box is full, or they just plain don't check it. And so it appears that we don't answer our phones or return our calls, neither of which are true. So when we do not have customers in our hallway, we have plenty of work to do behind the scenes. If you do see empty hallways, many times it's because people can't make their appointments and don't cancel them so that other people can have them. So that would be something that we would definitely ask the public to do. If you cannot make an appointment, you can cancel it in the email that you receive when you get your confirmation appointment text.
Talk about the process of going through and setting up that appointment. I know I went through it. It was very easy. And I'm someone who does not like doing new things for the first time. So talk about that process and what you think would be the best way to go about that.
You can schedule your appointment on our Warren County website, which is warrencountyia.org. Under Treasurer, there's a big box that says schedule an appointment. You click on that. You decide which service it is that you need. and then you move right to your day and time, whatever's available, whatever works for you that is out there and available for you to schedule. You will be asked to put in your name, your email address, and your mobile phone number. That's how we contact you and tell you what you need to bring. Each service is tailored in an email to tell you what documents you need for that service. You also get a reminder text 24 hours before your appointment and another one 1 hour before your appointment. We do recognize that there are some people that are unable to make their own appointments, and we are happy to help those people. All you have to do is call my office.
Let's say I needed something taken care of right away. Either I let something lapse or something came up. Talk about that process of a potential walk-in if I needed to go through that way.
Yeah, we do take a few walk-ins if they are critical situations, like if your registration is delinquent, if your driver's license is expired, if you have lost a license plate or your driver's license or your sticker, if you need a handicap placard. There are a few things that we will squeeze in between appointments. We don't want you to get a ticket. We don't want you to get in trouble. So if we see that there's a desperate need, then we will do walk-ins for some of those things.
What has been the feedback you've gotten from the public so far? I know I went through it. It was easy, but I'm generally an affable person. What type of feedback have you gotten from the community?
Sure. So the majority of feedback has been positive. Every day at the Welcome Center, we hear things like, this is so much better than it was before. We hope you never go back to the way it was. This is very easy to do. I realize there are some people that don't like it. You can't please everybody with every decision you make. But in general, people don't like change. I don't like change. And so something like this is hard to get used to, but I do believe that it is a good change and that as time goes on, it will get better. People will get used to it and it will get easier. After the first time you do something, then you know how to do it. So it's for all these reasons, it's a good decision.
Thanks to Warren County Treasurer Julie Dougherty for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KMIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.